This is Marketplace. I'm Andy Euler. These things called weapons detection screening systems are starting to pop up around the country. Basically, they're metal detectors 2.0. Disney World and Six Flags have them, and more kids walk through them every day on their way to the classroom. And some city leaders are hoping the technology can be used to cut down on gun violence. And as WDET's Eli Newman reports in Detroit, that means bringing security checkpoints to public spaces.
It's not quite dark yet, but crowds of people are heading to the riverfront in downtown Detroit to get a good view of the annual fireworks show. It's the first one since the pandemic started, and thousands have shown up to watch. Tony Semenek came down from one of Detroit's suburbs. He says it's been a while since he's seen the show.
Every year that you come down here, they let fireworks off, and you don't know if they're gunshots. This is the first time I've been down here in 6 years.
And there's a big difference at the fireworks show this year. The Detroit Police Department sectioned off the best place to watch them and created a temporary weapons detection zone. Before people enter, they have to go through a weapons detection checkpoint. There are rows of these gates with little cameras on them as people walk past to be screened. Talia Brown is there working for a private security company hired to manage the system for the fireworks. She watches a tablet to see if it flags anyone.
This is my first time working these, but I'm good with technology, so...
Most people flow through without a problem. There are hardly any lines. But the system flags plenty of spectators. Brown points to an alert on her tablet. It's a video loop that shows an orange box appearing on someone's wagon passing through. That means there could be weapons.
As you can see, it set it up. 1, 2, 3. All in the same area.
Brown does her own search and doesn't find anything. She says metal folding chairs have been causing false alarms all day.
The chair is going off, period.
But other times, Brown says the weapons detection system works well. While we're talking, Lulu Gannon walks through the checkpoint and gets flagged. She's asked by security and then police to step aside. She has a firearm in her purse.
I'm a state trooper. I work the road. I have to carry it off duty.
They let her go. Gannon says it's a small inconvenience.
We need everyone to feel safe and secure, and if that's what's gonna get us there, then that's a great thing to have.
Earlier this year, the city paid more than $1.3 million to a Massachusetts-based company called Evolve Technology for the weapons detection gates. Co-founder Mike Ellenbogen says Evolve allows 3,600 people to go through these checkpoints every hour.
That's one person a second. We want to make the system red light, green light, simple.
Ellenbogen says Evolve gates use magnetic field sensors to screen and categorize objects, but it's not 100% accurate. Ellenbogen says the system's AI sometimes confuses some everyday items for threats.
In the event of a piece of tubular steel, that could be a gun barrel, or it could be the leg of a folding chair.
Still, business has been good. The company is steadily growing its list of subscribers. Thousands of Evolve gates are used at museums, schools, and stadiums across the country. And in Detroit, the police department is more directly involved. The city's mayor, Mike Duggan, says he wants to use the checkpoints outside at social gatherings, like nightclubs and block parties.
We don't want to arrest you. We're telling you ahead of time it's going to be there. Leave your gun at home.
While some are concerned about the increased surveillance, others say they like the new technology. Demetrius Jackson lives near the fireworks show. He says he doesn't make a habit of going outside in large crowds like this.
Like, usually it wasn't that much security down here. And now I have enough security, and I don't think nothing really can go bad, you feel me?
By the end of the show, the Detroit Police Department arrested 4 people for carrying concealed weapons. Security guards say they let others leave before it got to that point. In any case, the Evolve system is likely to remain a fixture at events that attract big crowds. In Detroit, I'm Eli Newman for Marketplace.